And we're back. This is IPOS on air with Noemi. This is Devil Radio 92.7 FM. The call line is always open at 844-967-2789. And we are back with another guest, Lily from YCAT. Lily, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, thanks for having me. My name is Lily. I'm a student at Monona Grove High School, and I'm a Youth Climate Action team member. This is my first year being a part of the team.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. So how did you kind of get involved in environmental work?
So I guess like it started with kind of realizing the intersectionality between issues. I grew up in a household where protest was really valued, and I was around a lot of activism because my parents were involved in labor rights and stuff like that. So I started going to climate protests and as a middle schooler, especially on the rise of like Greta Thunberg and Donald Trump being elected, there was a lot of youth activism, and I learned a lot in that period, and I became passionate about it.
Yeah, that's great. And you were kind of talking about protests. There's a protest today, right?
Yeah, there was a protest led by Ace Wanakee.
Okay.
And a few of our members made it. It was pretty great. There's a lot of people.
That's great. Yeah. Was the protest kind of centered around a specific issue?
Yes, it was kind of like what Sophie was saying, calling a state of emergency for the climate crisis.
That's great. Yeah. I've seen a lot of things about the climate strike. So that's really great to kind of hear it from someone who was there. So when did you join Youth Climate Action Team?
I joined last April, I believe. So it's been a year.
Okay, yeah. I know that YCAT or Youth Climate Action Team has been working to do more direct actions with Line 3 and Line 5, as well as with F-35s. Why do you think kind of direct actions are kind of important?
I think especially like considering where our group is at right now, we're a smaller group of students from different schools. And so right now, our direct action looks like spreading awareness and working with other organizations. I think it's important, first of all, to spread the word, because I think once people understand the issue surrounding different aspects of the climate crisis, they realize that it is an issue and that they should become involved. And so I think direct action is also important as someone who's youth, because we can't vote yet. I'm 17, so and a lot of my friends are 17, so the only thing that we can really do is direct action at this moment.
Yeah, and that's definitely kind of, you know, doing what you can where you are and having that autonomy. How do you view the climate crisis, like with hope or with concern?
I think most of the time I feel concern, because I think a lot of us feel, especially youth, feel like this is our issue and it's in our hands now, which is really daunting. But I think if anyone can handle it and if anyone can turn it around, it's our generation. What's going on in Glasgow, what's going on just in Madison with the youth, I think that there's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot of passion and there's a lot of eyes on the issue. I think it's in good hands.
For sure, yeah. And how is YCAT celebrating Earth Day today?
Well, first of all, some of us went to that protest, the ACE protest, for declaring a climate emergency. But we're also holding a trash pickup on Sunday at Sluder Beach in Monona.
Wonderful.
At 2 p.m. Yeah, so that's our little celebration.
Yeah, that would be great. I know... like, how has YCAT been, like, reshaped most recently? Because I know YCAT's been around for quite a while. But how has it kind of reshaped and like, the mission for it right now?
Yeah, so we're a very small group at the moment. So right now, our individual focuses are on composting and F-35s, which are, they seem kind of, like, separated. But There's different initiatives that we're going through. Right now we're working on doing composting for Ian's Pizza. We have a few people in our group who actually work there and have been talking to management about that. So that'll be a really fun project, but also helping schools with composting. And then additionally, the F-35s, we've been working with Veterans for Peace on doing demonstrations on the north side, kind of by Dane County Airport. And so YCAT used to be more demonstrations and more protests, but now we kind of shift to half initiatives like trash pickups and working on composting, and then a little bit of demonstrating.
That's a nice mix. Yeah. I think so. I also have been a part of YCAT for it's been a while, but I can definitely kind of see that shift between like on a more national scale to more of a local scale. Why would you say like local action is important, something like talking about the F-35s?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think in terms of organizing, it makes it easier. We're not as connected to the national community as we used to be. But it's a lot easier to connect to the local community. And these issues are so visual. You can see the issues right in front of you, especially considering like food insecurity and poverty and how the F-35s disproportionately hurt people who are impoverished. And so these are people within our community that we know personally and that need to be amplified. Their voices need to be heard. And so it's sort of, I feel like in a way it's easier to advocate for your neighbor than to advocate for someone that you don't really know, especially in terms of organizing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point too. And I think that's something that Sophie had also brought up with the idea of, you know, really thinking about, you know, what this means as well, in terms of like what it means to the people that are in our community, versus something that's happening, you know, all the way across the world, and kind of connecting that back. And so YCAT's a little bit different than kind of the green clubs in our area, in terms of YCAT's also made up of just different people from different schools. Like, you don't really have like a advisor per se. How do you get people involved in YCAT, and how has that kind of changed?
It's been difficult. The beginning of the school year was pretty rough. There was only a few consistent members, and by a few, I mean maybe like three. But as the year went on, we were able to recruit. We kind of talked to our schools or individual schools about what it is, because there's a lot of kids who want to get involved. They're just not sure how to go about that.
Yeah.
Even if the school has a green club, they're just not sure how to become a leader. And so we've been really open with allowing people to come in and feel it out. And if it's not their niche, they can move on and find a different way to fight the climate crisis. But it's been developing, and we have a really good, strong group of people who we all understand each other. We're all friends, and we're happy to expand. It's sort of like getting the word out there and getting people who are passionate to stick with us. But it's been really fun meeting new people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think it's interesting too, how it kind of spans across different schools as well. Just to kind of end our segment here, but what kind of gives you hope, and also how can we get involved in YCAT for people who are interested in getting involved?
Yeah, I'm really excited to do some more demonstrating over the summer. I've met a lot of amazing youth who are in different parts of Dane County, who are in the same boat as me and have the same passion as me. So that's really amazing. And just being able to brainstorm with other youth on things that we can do together. But YCAT Madison, we meet at Lake Edge Church, which is off of Monona Drive, and we meet on Mondays at 7. So if you want to come, that's where we are. And you can also DM us at YCAT Madison on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we are going to go to a break soon. Awesome. Mic coming.